All right, breaking news. Trump continues to escalate the administration's battle with the courts, with the judiciary, and to break this down, I brought on contributor Chris Mowry. Now, you're watching the Adam Mockler channel. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel, but Chris Mowry does a great job of breaking down the checks and balances that Trump is eroding. You can find his channel in the description. Check this video out.
Donald Trump was dealt another blow in court today when a Republican-appointed judge warned him over, quote, doubly violating the Constitution. Now, before we get into this and how important this ruling is, I want to be able to zoom out and talk a little bit about the threats to democracy that we are currently facing. In my opinion, this is the most dangerous thing going on in the Trump administration right now. He is continually ignoring courts, ignoring the judicial branch, while simultaneously issuing executive orders like the one that this Republican-appointed judge struck down today, targeting law firms or targeting people who just don't agree with him, using the executive branch to essentially strike down dissent. And it's having a chilling effect, specifically in the judicial side of things and also the legal side of things. And I think this can be really hard to understand, so I want to try to break it down in a simple way. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you want to watch some more of my content, there's a link in the description for my YouTube channel. I appreciate you being here. Now, I'm going to zoom out a little bit before we talk about what happened today in court and show you this clip from last night on my TikTok live. Sometimes I hop on and I debate Trump supporters at night. I like to understand how other people are thinking, and I like to be able to, you know, kind of refine my own arguments and grow as a person, grow in my viewpoints as well as you can with MAGA. Just saying. But I went on this rant last night about the threats in general to democracy and what's going on with the judicial branch right now with Donald Trump ignoring courts. And I want you to take a listen and we'll talk about it and then talk about the executive order. Do that. But again, this is the new, when we're talking about the threats to the judicial, if Donald Trump ships people out of the United States and then says, well, I can't facilitate their return home, you've created a loophole in the judicial branch isn't even required. The Trump administration can arrest you as long as they have you out of the country within 24 to 48 hours. A judge can say, what the fuck? He didn't get due process. You can't do that. That's unconstitutional. And Trump will say, okay, well, I didn't mean to. My bad. And then that's it, you know, especially because the judicial branch has no enforcement mechanism. So all of these things continually get violated. Judges keep saying they're being violated. SCOTUS ruled about Abrego Garcia's return. The most conservative judge in the country, who was appointed by Reagan, ruled to the Trump administration, denied their emergency stay and said, it's very clear what the Supreme Court is asking you to do. You need to facilitate his return home. Trump's not going to do it, but nothing's going to happen because the judicial branch has no enforcement mechanism. And when the executive branch ignores the judicial branch, like it's currently happening, it's a definition of constitutional crisis. Why are we a country of laws if Donald Trump doesn't have to follow those laws? We're not. So essentially there, what I'm arguing on a broad scale is that we are in constitutional crisis because the executive branch is ignoring the judicial branch. So with Abrego Garcia, for example, when the Supreme Court says, hey, you need to, you know, facilitate his return home, and Donald Trump says, I'm not going to do it, you know, it's the definition of constitutional crisis. The judicial branch has no enforcement mechanism, right? The only reason that we listen to judges like the one today, this Republican-appointed judge who struck down this executive order, all he does is slide across a piece of paper. That's it. The reason it something happens because of it, some, you know, people listen to these judges is because we respect them or we all believe in the Constitution. But when you have a chief executive with other people around him in the executive branch who don't believe in the Constitution, what ends up happening is they do unconstitutional things. A judge says, hey, you can't do that. And they say, well, I don't care. And that's it, right? Because the judicial branch doesn't have any enforcement mechanism. The people who are supposed to be enforcing the law, if the judicial branch were to make a ruling about something being illegal, the person who's supposed to enforce that is the executive branch, right? And so you see the clear and present danger we face with things like Abrego Garcia, where if you can just remove somebody out of the country, even if they don't have due process, and say, sorry, I didn't mean to, a judge can say, well, that was wrong. And you just say, okay, whatever. It's very, very, very scary and very dangerous. I rant about this all the time. It's one of my most passionate topics. Now, there's that angle with the threats to democracy. Then there's the other angle where we're using the executive branch to go after dissent. So let's talk a little bit about today's ruling and what executive order it is referring to. So the executive order that the judge struck down today was signed on March 25th. And in this executive order, he targeted a law firm named Jenner and Block. And Trump said that the law firm had abandoned the profession's highest ideals and specifically singled out the firm's previous employment of Andrew Weissman, a former deputy of Robert Mueller, the special counsel who investigated Trump during his first term for possible connection to Russian interference. And in this executive order, they stripped Jenner and Block of There are lawyers of their security clearances. So a lot of lawyers are like working with security clearances or working closely with the government, and those things were stripped. Those lawyers were not allowed to access federal buildings. These law firms also will get contracts from government agencies, three-letter agencies, and get paid to do work representing the government. And those contracts were all stripped, along with a variety of other things that essentially really hampered Jenner and Block's ability to do work. And so obviously you see here, we're talking about an executive order just targeting a law firm pretty much because, you know, they investigated Trump. If we're not trying to strike down political dissent here, like if this isn't the spitting definition, I don't know what is. The other executive order that has also been struck down was targeting another law firm that previously represented the DNC, previously represented the Kamala Harris campaign. Like, it's something we've never seen before and has a very intense chilling effect on the legal field as a whole. So let's look at what the Republican-appointed judge said today about Donald Trump violating this order. A federal judge has fully blocked President Donald Trump's executive order that aimed at punishing the law firm Jenner and Block LLP over alleged lawfare practices, saying the order is doubly violative of the Constitution. And so if we scroll down here to what the judge says, this is talking about how the law firms themselves, multiple law firms who were targeted, went and filed, you know, appeals in federal court. U.S. District Judge John D. Bates of the District of Columbia, a George W. Bush appointee, wrote in his opinion that Trump's executive order issued in March singled out the law firm, quote, because of the causes Jenner champions, the clients Jenner represents, and a lawyer Jenner once employed, quote, going after law firms in this way is doubly violative of the Constitution, Bates wrote in his ruling. Most obviously, retaliating against firms for the views embodied in their legal work violates the First Amendment's central command that government may not use the power of the state to punish or suppress disfavored expression. Quote, this order, like others, seeks to chill legal representation the administration doesn't like, thereby insulating the executive branch from the judicial check, fundamental to the separation of powers. It thus violates the Constitution, and the court will enjoin its operation in full. So this was just a very well said, very well written opinion from this Bush appointed judge, and he said it beautifully. Again, you're only targeting this law firm because of the people they previously represented. You want to strike down political dissent. It obviously violates the Constitution in multiple ways, and it seeks to chill legal representation the administration doesn't like. So we talk about what else we've seen in the legal field. Multiple law firms at this point have come out and offered pro bono work to Trump and the administration for legal causes that Trump cares about while he's president and afterwards. We saw four law firms offer $100 million of pro bono work for legal causes the president cares about until the money runs out. Why do you think those law firms are doing that? Right? It's not because they want to. It's because from a business perspective, they've done the math. Right? Jenner and Block and Perkins and Cole, who is another law firm that was targeted by a Trump executive order, losing tons of money, losing clients. They have to go to court and fight the Trump administration on this. And that takes time and it takes money and it costs their business money. And so other law firms have gotten in line. They've done the math. They say, if we go to court with the Trump administration, if he targets us with an executive order, here's how much we'll have to pay. But if we just give in and be pro-Trump and offer him pro bono work, it's this much money. And actually, we'd be better off from a business perspective. We would lose less money if we just side with the Trump administration. And you're seeing how authoritarianism starts to take hold. This is the party of small government being supportive of the government, essentially saying, do what I want or I will ruin your business. I will ruin your private practice. It is absurd. And we've seen the legal profession as a whole come together and be very upset with some of the law firms that just aren't fighting back at all. They've just bent the knee, right? And you've seen this in other ways too, not just the legal profession. Trump's $6 trillion investment deals face reality check. Only a fraction may reach the real economy, right? So he's been touting all of these giant investments, which for a variety of reasons are bullshit. Also, you know, who knows if they're ever going to come true. But I think the other argument that has to be made here is, like, NVIDIA says they're going to invest in America. Apple, a bunch of money in the American economy. Apple says they're going to invest a bunch of money in the American economy. Again, I have to ask the question, like, do you really think Tim Cook is interested in pledging a bunch of money to invest in America because he thinks it's, you know, it's the right thing to do in this moment for his business? I think it's great if Apple wants to invest in America, but I have a feeling that Apple and these other companies are doing it because, again, they've done the math. When you don't listen to Donald Trump, when Donald Trump asks you to invest money in America as a part of your business and you say no, he will come after you. He will say he's investigating you. He will get on a camera and say you're bad and you're not doing things for the American people. And you know what happens when that, you know what happens when Donald Trump says that on camera? Instantaneously, your stock price drops 5%. Your stock price drops 10%, right? Again, the party of small government supporting the government going after private businesses. We saw Donald Trump send out a Truth Social post saying, you know, Walmart better eat the price of these tariffs or else, right? Since when has the Republic, since when has any American been supportive of the federal government interfering in private business or private corporations in these ways? Right? And again, I'm not saying that it's bad to invest in America, but, you know, why are these businesses making these decisions? And I think, again, it has a serious chilling effect on America, on the way our country is supposed to operate. And I am so glad that this judge put it so beautifully. And I think my hope is that if these judges continue to rule in this way, continue to use very staunch, intense language like this, tell the Trump administration what the reality is, and then we speak out about it, then we can put a stop to this. Because what happens, the threat to democracy really comes when these things are happening and nobody's talking about it, when we're scared of the government, right? In reality, if we are all talking a lot about this threat, calling our local representatives and saying, this is not acceptable, this is a coup, this is a constitutional crisis, then we can get out of this. Listen, I appreciate if you made it all the way through this video. I know it was a little bit of a different video. I tried to explain it in the best way possible. So if you enjoyed it, it really mean a lot if you left a comment down below and let me know. Click like and click subscribe. Adam Mockler's channel is amazing. So check out the other videos here. We are posting all of the time. And again, my YouTube channel, I'm Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel today. My YouTube channel will be in the link in the description. All right. I appreciate you watching. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend and I will see you in the next video.